Let me just read. Kilo Echo 8, November Victor Juliet. Is that correct?
That would be November Delta Juliet.
Roger the correction, November Delta Juliet, and the name, please.
My name is Rob. I am new from the area. I live in LC, Michigan.
All right, Rob, welcome to the net. We'll be down to you shortly here in the rotation, so thanks for joining, and we'll be right with you. Next up on the list, KD8MMH, Mike, stand by KD8PAZ.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Ron. Yeah, like Tom mentioned, just a reminder, this coming Friday will be our September club meeting, 7 o'clock out at Harry Brown Airport. All are welcome. If you want to talk about the presentation, I guess, this month's presentation, I'll let you go ahead and do that, and I will send an email out tomorrow to remind everybody of the club meeting. With that, we'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead, and hope to see you all out at the airport Friday night. KD8MMH, back to net control. Thanks for doing the net run.
All right, Mike. I got to look up the presentation here, so make sure I get it right, and I'm trying to get to KADAC's website to remind myself, and didn't want to come up here. There we go. We're getting there sooner or later. And hopefully we'll plan to get the newsletter out tomorrow to everyone again with the weekend. I've been neglected trying to get that done, so I will get that out tomorrow. This coming meeting, as Mike said, coming up on Friday, is a vintage radio gear show and tell. So, Mike, when you send out your email to everyone, if you would remind everybody, bring a piece of gear or a picture of something. What is their oldest gear that they have, or the oldest gear that, you know, they've used or something like that? Rob's got a bunch of stuff with his old Hot Water 101 and everything like that. Bring in what your oldest gear is and talk about it, or how you got started. What was your first gear? And mine I won't bring, but I'll just give a little synopsis. When I first got started, the guy that got me started into it said, when you get started, when you pass your license, I got a piece of gear for you to get started in your shack. And this, he gave me a power supply. This is a Heath power supply, not a Heath kit. It just says Heath Company from Benton Harbor, Michigan. He did some work on this power supply, and he said this will last you for a good long time. And this power supply has been on the air 24/7 since 2003. It runs my APRS radio, which is an old Kenwood TR7400, and that radio and that power supply, like I said, have been on 24/7 since 2003 when I got my license. Other than power outages, it goes off the air for a little bit, but it's on, the radio at least stays up because it's on battery backup. But, yeah, that was my first piece of gear. It sits right here in front of me, prime and central, the old Heath kit green, and it's worked like a charm, and I probably jinxed it now, but it was a real good piece of equipment, and he updated it, and that's really kind of my oldest gear that I have in the shack. So, Mike, if you'll do that, add that to the list so we know there. Okay, next up on the list, KD8PAZ, stand by KC8VOA.
Good evening there again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Rob there. Good to have a new one on here tonight. Welcome to nothing much more to say. Hopefully be out there on Friday night to see everyone. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Benny, yeah, get out to as many as you can here. The daylight is starting to fade on us and getting darker a little sooner every night, so We'll look forward to see you at the meetings as long as we can. All right, next on the list, KC8 VOA and standby KE8 NDJ. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening again, Ron. And hopefully everyone will have a good week. And yes, we have a club meeting coming up this Friday. Mike, I don't know if you want to say something about the swap or the swap meet coming up here a little bit later this month, the auction, I should say, the club fundraiser. Other than that, I've kept my work cut out for me. I got a lot of little projects, and it just all takes time. And with that, we'll turn it back over to Net Control 73, everyone. KC BOA, back to KC YVF.
All right, Rick. Like I said, all the little projects and things like that, also thrown in there. We have a few cats in the house, and my wife and I built what's called a catio. It's a cat patio that sits outside the house on one set of windows where we can open the window and the cats can go out in this enclosure so they can enjoy the outside and not be outside. So I did get that back up. We had new windows put in the house, so I didn't want to screw into the brand new windows. So we came up with Plan B, got that up and running, a few other projects, little projects around the house. I have been doing quite a bit still of 3D printing. Again, with the cats, my wife broke one of the cat litter scoops, so I found one on the 3D print sites, and I printed her one that said looked like it was a good one. Boy, this came out to be a monster. I said, this could lift tiger poo as far as that. So very heavy duty. As the guy said, robust. It's robust, all right. Takes two men and a boy to lift it, let alone put anything in it. But we have an extra one if we need it. Also, I had to print out some brackets today. I'm going to be replacing the little print stand that I put the 3D printer on. It was an old regular printer stand for computer printer. Well, the 3D printer moves and shakes too much that this thing is starting to come apart. It's not designed for that. So I'm going to put together a little workbench. I've got the plans for it next week. Again, something else to throw into the fire with finishing up the floor is to build the workbench so I can transport that over. But I did pick up some PEG material for the printer filament and printed a few things for that. That's a little different, although it printed quite well. As Rick said, it gets a little stringy, but I had really not a lot of it. It's in spots it did. But I did pick up a heater. I did run it through the heater to see, but now it's in a storage container with desiccant and a humidity gauge, and right now in that storage container, it's running at about 10% humidity at 72 degrees, so we're going to see how well it prints without putting it in the heater. I'll do a test print of something and see how well it does straight out of the box like that in the storage container, so we'll wait and see there. All right, now we're up to Rob. Thanks for joining us here, KE8NDJ. Go right ahead.
Hey, how's everybody going? This is KE8NDJ. Just moved up in the area about a year and a half ago, close to Bagley County from Oakland County. I belong to South Lions Amateur Radio Club. And I got into ham radio probably about 5 years ago, working EMS by our radio engineer who was also ham radio, and that's how I got started. Well, due to the hobby and willing to learn as much as I possibly can. And I'm an extra and still learning it as always.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks for joining our net tonight, and welcome to the hobby, at least 5 years into it. We have a couple of nets that run here in Saginaw, this one on Monday nights at 9 p.m. There's also the Tri-City Rag Chew Net for kind of Midland, Bay, Genesee, Saginaw counties, the adjoining counties that are on this repeater as well. Repeater has a pretty good footprint. We have 6 receive sites, one to the north of the county, one to the east, one to the west, a couple toward the central part of the county, and our south part of the county one is actually located in Shiawassee County in Bancroft. So we get people from Lansing area and southern areas like that are able to join in as well. So we have a good footprint. We can get a lot of people into the nets here. And it's just kind of a rag chew net, what's going on and with everybody during the week and things like that, projects or whatever that you may have going is kind of the general theme of the net. So thanks for joining us tonight. Hopefully you'll come back and join us either on Sundays or Mondays again. Also have a club meeting. The club meeting is this coming Friday. It takes place at 7 p.m. at Harry Brown Airport. That's on the west east side of Saginaw County, off in Janes Road. So off from I-75 and M-46 area of the county. Out at the airport conference room there, we always have our business meeting to start out with and some sort of presentation or of some kind going on at every meeting. As I said, this one will be vintage radio gear. What was the first piece of gear, the oldest piece of gear that you have? If you can't bring it in, we've got a picture of it, what you had, bring that in, and kind of just give us a little information about that or how you got started. For me, I got started with a friend of mine who was a ham radio operator, and I used to work for Radio Shack, both as an employee and as a store manager back in the 80s. And if people remember back then, Radio Shack carried ham radios. And I bought my first ham radio, a 2-meter Radio Shack radio, Andy Talkie. Long before I got a license, I would listen to that radio, what was going on, and things like that. And I started getting into, with a friend of mine who would go down to Dayton to the Hamvention. So I ended up going down with them, mainly for computer gear, since I wasn't a ham at a time. And one of the guys bought this very nice, expensive Kenwood Handy Talkie. And I said, that's really cool. I got to have one. So I bought one as well. But he said, now you got this expensive radio. You've got to get your license. So that got me into it. I took Lee's class up in Midland. A couple of months later, I tested and got my tech license. And then a couple of years later, I upgraded to general. And that's where we sit at the moment. So let me break. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
KF8BLX, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-ray, Rick from New Lothrop, just 1 to 73. So hello to everybody in the net, have a great night.
All right, thanks for joining the net. Do you want to make a quick comment?
No, not too much going on. I'm actually just getting ready to call it a night here. So, like I said, just wanted to check in, say 73s to everybody. Was kind of listening in a little bit. And we'll see you and talk to you all next week. Thanks a lot, KF8BLX.